God, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Movie Friday. And yes, we've reached the moment, indeed. The long-awaited, its subtitle is The Unexpected Journey, but this has to be the most expected journey of all time. The long-awaited Peter Jackson film, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
What is it, precious? What is it?
My name is Bilbo Baggins.
Bagginses. What is a Bagginses, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Yes, the poor English language. Baggins is precious. That's Bilbo Baggins meeting Gollum, the Keeper of the Ring that we all met in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Our movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here as usual to talk about the new Hobbit film. Rafer, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. You can subscribe to Movie Date Podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. This is 3 hours. Yes,
just about 2 hours 50 minutes.
It's the shortest book in the
Tolkien
series.
Yes, that's correct.
It is 3 hours, and this is just the first of a
trilogy. First of three, John. That's right.
I see, and it's available in multiple resolutions. Yes, Rafer?
Yes. Well, the big news for this is that it's the first film to be shot and projected at 48 frames per second, which is twice the industry standard of 24, which has been what filmmakers have been using almost since the birth of movies.
Turns Middle Earth into Upper Earth? What happens?
Yes. Well, I think it depends on who you ask. But if you're asking me, I think the result looks awful. I think it looks like high-definition video. It looks like a sports broadcast or possibly even a daytime soap. Everything is really flat. It doesn't have that nice, warm movie feeling that you're used to. I've seen the 24 version. You know, in the 48 version, the actors just look like actors in costumes. The props look like props. The light looks terrible. Everything looks really fake. Go see it in 24, and suddenly, to me, it looks beautiful again. It looks like the Lord of the Rings movies. The sets look great. The world looks very inviting. It's a whole different film.
Of course, you know it is fake, right?
I do know that there are no hobbits.
Kristen, what do you think?
I thought it looked a lot like almost a cartoon. It didn't look more vivid. It looked a lot like that kind of style of Polar Express animation to me almost, like that Uncanny Valley it's sometimes called.
And you saw both or one resolution?
I just saw the 48 resolution. And I actually felt at certain points I was trapped in a video game, only unlike a video game, there was no strategy, no plot, and no enjoyment.
Well, some people would like to be trapped in a video game. That would be an attraction for them. And my 11-year-old is hurrying up to finish reading The Hobbit so he can go to one of the shows this afternoon. Anything to say to the aficionados who will forgive almost anything of Peter Jackson, Kristen?
I think the aficionados are going to like that Peter Jackson decided to include every single word that's in the book, not take out a single scene, and possibly elaborate on scenes that aren't even in the book. So he's really trying to have everything in there. He doesn't leave anything out.
You liked the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Oh, no.
No.
I thought they were absolutely awful.
All right, so you're a hater. You're a hater all the way along, so we can expect that you would not necessarily like The Hobbit. Rafer, how about you?
I was not a big fan, and I'm not a fantasy film fan in general, but I do think that if you're a Peter Jackson fan, this is going to be pretty satisfying. It's everything you want. It's very rich looking. It has all the fantasy tropes, the battles, Gollum.
Gandalf. You got to love Gandalf.
And Gandalf. I think, Ian McKellen's wonderful. And Martin Freeman, who plays Bilbo, is very endearing. In some ways, it's almost like a children's movie, which, the Hobbit was originally for children when Tolkien wrote it. I kind of liked that part of it. And again, the 48 frames per second version is only playing at 450 theaters in North America, so chances are you're going to see the 24 frames per second
version. Which you say is a positive.
Which I say looks much better.
Kristen, it sounds like Game of Thrones has ruined Tolkien completely for you.
Everything is ruining Tolkien for me right now. It's just, please don't waste your time with this movie, please.
The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Expect that you'll go this weekend, and if so, have a great time. Whatever you see, have a great weekend. Rafer and Kristen, take care.
Thanks, John.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, who's also a culture producer for The Takeaway.
Hi,
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.